There are many different ways to raise awareness of certain events or causes. This is Lisa Berry, and an Eastern Michigan University professor is biking 600 miles to do just that for a cause he is trying to help in what he's calling a Bike for Babies trip from Indianapolis to Toronto. Ian Wojcik-Andrews is an EMU English Department professor focusing on children's literature, film, and film theory. He's in the middle of that trip right now, but he has taken the time to stop by the WEMU studios to share more about his journey. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So tell us, what is your trip about?
The trip is about raising awareness for what is called maternal neonatal tetanus, commonly referred to as MNT. And it's an illness or disease, depending on the word you want to use, that strikes mothers and children in so-called underdeveloped countries. And it can be cured with the tetanus vaccine. So the tetanus vaccine costs $1.80 for, three shots. And so the Kiwanis of Ypsilanti that I belong to has been trying to raise money for that particular project for about 3 or 4 years now. And my contribution was to ride a bike 600 miles. Don't ask me why I decided to do 600 miles instead of, say, 10 miles.
Yeah, but right. So yeah. You started when and where?
I started with my co-rider, Jeffrey Lawther, who is also an EMU student who's since graduated. But we started from Indianapolis last Thursday. We're doing about 80 miles a day. We went from Indianapolis to Muncie, and then from Muncie up to Pukwunita. So each day is about 80 miles or so.
And you're ending up in Toronto?
And the idea is to end up in Toronto. The reason for going to Toronto is because the Kiwanis International Conference is being held in Toronto this year. And the reason for starting in Indianapolis is because that's where the world headquarters of Kiwanis is. So we thought a symbolic gesture, right? Go from the headquarters to the international conference.
How does a bicyclist cross the country?
It turns out, in some ways, it's sort of limited. In other ways, it's okay. So you could go through Niagara Falls. That mm-hmm. would be another way of doing it. You can't go through Detroit, I don't think, at the moment on a bicycle. So I'm going to go through Marine City. And I'm cycling up to Marine City with my wife, actually, on Monday.
How's it feeling? How you doing?
It's going great. So when you're on a bicycle, of course, you can do maybe 12, 13 miles an hour average, and you're obviously exposed to all of the elements, wind, sun, cars driving past. If you're in the middle of Indiana, farmyard smells, barking dogs, which are always a major hazard. But other than that, you know, if you keep the cause in mind, and it's a worthy cause, then you sort of just keep putting one foot in front of the next.
Is this something you trained for?
I've done several longer rides before. My wife and I do a long ride called the Dalmac over Labor Day weekend, and that's usually about 300 miles. My co-rider, Jeff, was training all summer, and given the fact that we're both two-time cancer survivors, it's been hard, but obviously so far doable. Jeff was just out of hospital about 4 or 5 months ago, and so his contribution has been truly, actually pretty remarkable.
How can people follow your journey?
Two ways. Map My Ride, which is a fairly well-known cycling app, or you can friend or like my Facebook page, which is called Kiwanis and CKI Bike for Babies Eliminate MNT, or you can just generally look me up on Facebook and like me, and I'll send you any other details.
Ian Wojcik-Andrews, what's not to like? An EMU professor on a journey across the country to raise awareness and money for a children's effort. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.